playing Cupid. I decide to give Stefan to Zia. Oh, when? He keeps on working on that birch painting. I keep on having to pose for it in the wig and ballet slippers, although mercifully no longer outside, and it starts to piss me off. There's only so much of the derivative, pretentious artist I can take. Well, keep that in mind. Now, bend over, like this. Continue. I'm not sure how or why the veneer wears off. Maybe it starts with the art. It starts to look so simplistic, uninspired, and always unfinished. I only love the art while I loved the artist. And suddenly, I am done. And the desire and appreciation of both is gone. Completely. I have no idea why, I'm just empty. The last time I was here, I could not wait for his mouth, his hands. I'm done. I have no idea what has changed. I study him as he works. The incline of his shoulders. The long hair strikes me as pretentious. The beard, tacky. The bare feet with their paint-spattered, yellowing toenails repel me. And the moment he starts mumbling that his marriage is in trouble, it's over. I know he's looking for a new sugar mama, and that will not be me. He tells me, doe-eyes gazing into mine, that his wife is asking for a divorce. Then his lips begin to work their way down my torso. The idea of giving him to Zia comes to me as he bites my shoulder and slides a finger into my ass. Like that? I am at the moment both pissed off at Zia and sorry for her, and so ashamed of myself. And I am so tired of everything, really. I'm tired of having her in my life. I'm tired of her continued anger, resentment. I'm tired that 15 years later, I'm still the villain, and so's Brian. I'm tired that she's not over it. I'm tired of the battles over Sasha, over money. You don't raise her living allowance. I don't raise her already outrageously generous living allowance, no. I'm tired of everything. As Stefan finally puts down the paintbrush and pushes me on the floor, I decide I'm tired of sex that never lives up to the promise of the buildup. With Stefan on top of me, his swollen cock inside me, the pounding, steady, yet monotonous. I decide that what Zia needs is a 30-something lover with a big ego, a decent-sized cock, and limited ambition. I decide the best way to get rid of Stefan is to introduce him to my husband's ex-wife. I decide that she will glory in the act of taking away my lover. I decide, as he groans, thrusts, but doesn't quite come, that I am clearly insane. It's stupid. It's insulting and demeaning to them both. It's unforgivable. But I decide to do it anyway. Stefan, I whisper as his fingers replace his cock. There's someone I know who I think you should meet.
Oh, Elizabeth. Oh, Elizabeth, I don't quite know how this will end, but I no longer think it's all your sister-in-law's fault.
Well, this specific part isn't, no. Although she is the one who plants the seed, she's the one who wants to play Cupid for Zia. And you decide to use the opportunity to unload a lover who might be shopping for a, what did you say, sugar mama? My Liz, never was I so glad I sold out. Shall we explore your horror of dependent men?
No.
I want to introduce you, I tell him when I'm dressed, to my husband's first wife. She likes to think of herself as a patron of the arts.
Does he know what you're doing?
No. Yes. In the moment, no, but he figures it out.
Quickly. When you stop returning his texts and calls?
Something like that.
I disapprove. Cowardly.
I don't deny that. And then it's done. I text Annie. He's into older women. She's into artists. Annie takes care of the rest. Excited to be helping Zia. Thrilled for my involvement. I don't know what happens, what information or misinformation goes back and forth between them until Zia calls me, demands I drive her to his studio.
You agree?
I don't know how to say no.
That's funny.
I think maybe she suspects something. Wants to make me uncomfortable. I'm terrible with addresses, she says. I do text him to let him know I'm bringing the person I mentioned, my husband's ex, to see his art. I insist he wait in front of the house. The idea of walking her into his studio, for whatever reason, seems repugnant. And when we pull up, there he is, posing on the lawn, leaning against the silver birch. I hear Zia catch her breath, follow her gaze. Yes, beautiful like a god, more beautiful than his pictures. Not beautiful enough. Still.
Not without his uses.
I don't get out of the car, pull away from the curb before Zia reaches him. Still feel a little like a pimp, or a Procurus. Wonder how on earth Annie thinks this is fun, like playing Cupid. Realize that passing off a former lover to Zia is probably not what she had in mind. But it's what I've done, and it seems sort of appropriate, karmic, balanced. No. It's not. It's totally fucked. Totally fucked. Totally hot. Hands around your ankles.
Yeah.